Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker dealer.
Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge Series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which is discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test if you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is. I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. So the 9th nakshatra Vashlesha, which comes after Pushya, still within Cancer sign, right? This completes the first cycle of the nine nakshatras, starting from Ashwini and going to Ashlesha. It's 9-3 times, right? So it ends in the sign of Ashlesha, and last sign or last nakshatra of every cycle, the first nine, I call them the Brahma nakshatras, because they are very creative in nature. You're still learning about stuff. The soul is still learning about things. It ends with Mercury. Okay, all these Mercurian nakshatras have distilled the entire knowledge of the previous nine nakshatras into the soul. So they become quite powerful, they become quite dense in that nature. It's a graduated intellect, you might say, and they all fall in water science again. So Ashlesha going to Jyeshtha and then going to Revati. So it's basically Cancer to Scorpio to Pisces. So they are all still in water science, which means the graduation of intellect from the perspective of emotions. All the lessons learned in previous nakshatras are distilled here. So this particular nakshatras, beginning with Ashlesha, will all be about sort of a very highly protective defense mechanism. They are highly protective of themselves, these nakshatras, Ashlesha, Jyeshtha and Revati. Why? Because they know all the dirt that comes up with learning process in any way. All the soul's learning comes up with a lot of gathered stuff also, right? That gathered stuff within the emotional body sort of scares them a lot. So they become very protective. There is a deep protective instinct built in these Mercurian nakshatras. Just have that in mind. Ashlesha, standing for the Nagas, the snakes, is also very protective in nature. So the life theme is somewhat similar to snakes. Live seductively without being seduced. Embrace with dance, yet ready to change. Why? Because snakes shed their skin. Ashlesha people typically are not very willing or not keen people on changes in life. They want to have things as it is. They want to have relative emotional stability. But they are very clever. Moon with Mercury makes it very clever. Although one does not understand each other in terms of zodiac, we shall see that much later on. Currently, I am working on the zodiac series in a different way. So let's see this Ashlesha. 16 degrees 40 minutes of Cancer to 30 degrees of Cancer. So it winds up Cancer and begins Leo. So right there is the Gandhanta. There is a transition point from water to fire sign. There is a nullification of something called as karma. Talents for Ashlesha is persuasion, intuition, adaptability. Abilities is influencing others, understanding emotions and strategy. Very reptilian complex with emotional feeling. Okay, that's why the reptile there. Ambition is to transform situations, understand hidden truths and influence others positively. You can also get negative, by the way, if you stick Rahu in here. It's a very sharp, keen, hidden, introverted, powerful, emotional kind of energy in Ashlesha, this Mercury and Moon. Okay. Fulfillment in career comes from marketing, psychology, consulting and politics. Gandhi was dominantly an Ashlesha, so politics there. Strengths, intuitive, persuasive and adaptable. They have very high powers of intuition and persuasion both. And they are adaptable. Like snakes, think of the Nagas. Weaknesses, they can get manipulative. They can have a lot of emotional volatility. Like I said, they are very guarded about their emotional body. Very, very guarded. Because they know what others are capable of. They become like that. They can strike like the snake at the slightest opportunity if they feel, you know, they are being attacked emotionally. Therefore, they maintain secrecy. They live in quietness. That can become a weakness. Opportunities can be strategic roles, psychological fields and consulting. Threats can be conflicts from manipulation, emotional instability and trust issues. They have a deep trust issues, Mercury nakshatras in general. This one has an emotional instability because it's combined with Moon. Keywords regarding career for Ashlesha people is psychology career. They make excellent psychologists, psychiatrists, therapists, mental health professionals, counseling careers and emotional healing. Why? There is a combination of Mercury and Moon. The intellectual capacity is graduated with the emotional body. So in and of themselves, they can be quite introverts. Other career options can be detective career, investigator, investigative professionals, law enforcement, and private investigators. We saw private investigators even in Ardra Nakshatra, if you remember. Writing career, researcher, investigative journalist, academic career, and research professional. Again, something similar to Ardra. But in that sense, it is more grounded because these are planets. These are not just energy drives like Rahu. Rahu is a virtual planet. It doesn't have any body. These two have bodies. So they are stronger in their groundedness compared to Ardra. Best working relationship nakshatras for Ashlesha would be Pushya, provides structure and support to Ashlesha's strategic efforts. Jyeshtha, the next one, next mercurial nakshatra, enhances resourcefulness and intensity in professional settings. Anuradha in Scorpio complements intuitive understanding with loyalty and depth. Anuradha is all about loyalty. So these are the general traits. Now let's get into Enneagram type. Which Enneagram type are you dominantly of these three? And which MBTI type are you? And if you have Ashlesha also dominant in your chart, let's say in your 10th house, in D1, D10, or the ascendant in D10, nakshatra. If Ashlesha is dominant, and if you are of one of these Enneagram types or MBTI types, what profession would suit you? Let's see that now. The first one of Enneagram is Enneagram type 5. Now, the type 5 is an investigator. The key traits are they are perceptive, innovative, secretive, and isolated. Working in isolation because they are extremely perceptive. Remember, Ashlesha has got a very guarded emotional approach. The basic desire is to be capable and competent. Basic fear being useless, helpless, or incapable. Motivations they have is gaining knowledge and understanding the environment and conserving energy. See how it ties in very closely with Ashlesha, what we just discussed. Centers of intelligence is still the head, although they are in the harmonic group of emotional realness, moving away from people. So these kind of people who are Enneagram type 5 and have dominant Ashlesha will be good in careers of psychology, psychiatry, therapy, therapist, mental health professionals, counseling careers, and emotional healing. Because they have to be having these qualities, perceptive, innovative, secretive, and isolated. Okay? That will be good for these kind of people. Next one on our Enneagram type is type 4. Now, type 4 is an individualist once again. Key traits being they are expressive, dramatic, self-absorbed, and temperamental. Again, the qualities of Ashlesha here. So, type 4 Enneagram. Basic desire is to find themselves and their significance, to create an identity. These people will be dominantly good since they are also moving away from people. They should be good in writing careers, researchers, investigative journalists, academic careers, or research professionals. Individualists like Ardra also had it, is very good at researching stuff. Okay. The next Enneagram type is type 6, the loyalist. The loyalist has key traits of engaging. This one is more engaged with people. Responsible, anxious, and suspicious. Again, the characteristics of Ashlesha. Desire is to have security and support. Seeking safety and security and being prepared for potential problems. Detective career, investigator, investigative professional, law enforcement, private investigator comes to mind as professionals. If you are an Enneagram type 6 and you have Ashlesha dominant as Lord of 10th house in D1 or D10. Okay. Now the MBTI types. INTJ is the first one on the list. Now INTJ is the architect. They are analysts, imaginative, strategic thinkers with a plan for everything. They are independent, decisive, skeptical, and private. Again, characteristics of Ashlesha in a slightly different manner. Work-wise, they thrive in roles that require strategic planning, problem-solving, and independent work. Common fields include science, engineering, and strategic management. Ashlesha also makes good engineers, by the way, because engineers are more private creatures. They don't like to engage too much with the people. So they make good in engineering fields, as investigators, as researchers, in engineering and scientific careers also. Okay? So people with INTJ and dominant Ashlesha should think of those kinds of careers. Next one, INFJ, the advocate. Quiet, mystical, yet very inspiring, tireless idealists. Writing career comes to mind. Insightful, altruistic, creative, and sensitive. Again, writers, novelists, fiction writers, non-fiction writers. They often spend time reflecting and helping others. They excel in roles which align with their values. Now, typically many writers want, through their storytelling, through their fictional work, or through any kind of writing work, they want to help others, but they give their value system also built in. You got to be always careful and judgmental about that. When you're reading a book, you're essentially taking the value system of the writer as well. They are trying to dictate to you what right and wrong is. See? And Ashlesha can be very clever in that because it's a graduate nakshatra of all the previous nine. So they can help in counseling, education, and social work. I would also think as writers, researchers. Researcher type of writers, you might say. Okay. Last one in the MBTI type is ENTP, the debater. Now, ENTP, the debater, is smart, curious thinkers who cannot resist an intellectual challenge. They are energetic, they are original, they are spontaneous and outspoken. So, if you are an ENTP type person, you can excel in roles that require creativity, innovation, and persuasive skills. Psychology, therapist, psychiatrist, you know, those kind of roles. They're also found in marketing, entrepreneurship, and consulting. So even those career types you can take if you're ENTP with the dominance of Ashlesha in D1 and D10, especially the Lord of the 10th, if the planet is sitting in Ashlesha, right? So I'll leave you with this much for Ashlesha. Next, we shall deal with the 10th Magha Nakshatra. We go into Leo. So we talk about leadership and other things that involve thereof. Take care. Be safe.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.